In the far north of Iraq's Duhok province, an ancient Mesopotamian town now called Umadiyya lies 1,400 meters above sea level. The climate and soil conditions in the area are good for growing crops, especially sesame. Umadiyya has been famous for its tahini for centuries, with a staple food paste produced by traditional methods. Sulaiman Hussein's factory has been in the family for generations. He says it operates 7 months a year between October and June. That's the rainy season when there's enough water and the currents are strong enough to turn the water mills.
The factory water mill was constructed 350 years ago and it's still producing the same tasty tahini because we use locally grown sesame soaked in well water and roasted by firewood.
After they're dried, the seeds are put in a stone oven heated by firewood. Then follows a labor-intensive stirring process for a couple of hours to ensure they're completely roasted. A water mill-driven grinder then churns them into a smooth paste.
The grinder's millstone is turned by hydropower from underneath. The water cools off the millstone's temperature so that any seeds won't be burned.
Workers in this factory say they produce between 70 and 80 tons of tahini a year.
Tahini is a favorite food throughout the Arab region. But for Umadiyya families, traditional tahini is not only part of their diet to face the cold weather in the mountains. It has also become part of their heritage.
80-year-old Hassan Al-Umadi says they've always depended on what they can grow in the area for their nutritional needs, as food security is a daily struggle.
Our founding fathers created this dish to help them move around heights and valleys to work in farms as a child. I remember we used it as a dietary supplement.
The people of Umadiyya say proudly that customers from across Iraq visit the town just to buy its tahini. It's believed the first tahini water mill was built by Kurdish rulers in the 16th century. What's not known is how long traditional mills will keep running without the introduction of some modern technology. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, in Umadiyya town, northern Iraq.